Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and today is Tuesday, November 10th. The Texans practiced for one final time before splitting up, going their separate ways on the bye week. And before they left, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media and said that his club happy to get a break.
Everybody's been working very hard and got some things done today with some of our young players, but I just need to get these guys fresh mentally and physically, and we got a big 7 weeks coming up. So,
Gary, is there an update on any information on y'all's interest in Johnson?
No, I mean, I'm nothing as of, you know, me answering John's question at the press conference yesterday, nothing. I'm sure he's being evaluated by Rick and his staff. I've been dealing with some other things right now and with the players, so nothing new.
What was your message to the team yesterday?
Basically told them that everything, you know, that we're trying to accomplish is in front of us. We got a big task ahead of us, and you know, we'll have a big stage when we come back with a Monday night game. But I just want them to come back fresh, get their mind right. You know, it's basically a 49-day push for our football team, and I just want everybody locked into what we're doing.
How'd the self-evaluation go last night?
Well, it went good. You know, obviously you see some things that first off, you see some people that probably need to be more involved in what you're doing, and then you see some things that you need to eliminate as coaches. I just want to make sure you're doing the things these last 7 weeks that our players do best. And so it was very valuable and some good meetings.
Gary, Matt Strong, 4 interceptions in the last 2 games. Obviously, they're not all his fault. But is that he had done pretty well, now his rating's below 100 for the first time. Are you worried about the his interceptions?
Well, yeah, I'm concerned about the turnovers, John. I mean, you know, like, but there, you're right. I'm trying to think of all four of them. You know, I know one of them the other day. It's totally not his fault. I mean, we got to pick up that blitz. But, you know, as I said before, the difference in being a dang good quarterback and being a great quarterback is continuing to do what you do but protecting the ball for your team. So, obviously, he hasn't protected it the way he needs to the last 2 weeks. But he's had a pretty good 9 weeks as a pro, and he's going to have to be that and even more these last 7.
He's thrown the ball more than any quarterback in the league. You don't like that, do you?
No, I don't, but though I think it's given us the best chance to move the ball in some of the scenarios that we've been in as a team, and hopefully we continue to find some more balance here in the back half.
Looking at other backs, have you considered Chris Henry at all?
Yeah, I mean, watching Chris and watching Aaron every day, it's a topic that comes up, and obviously we can activate one of those players at any time, John. But, yeah, it's something. I mean, we're discussing a lot of issues as we move forward.
Are you looking at any backs other than Larry Johnson that are out there?
Oh, they look at all of them, John. Anybody who's free.
Gary, are you still going to be in flux as far as how you'll handle your running back situation for Tennessee? Will that go right up to?
Yeah, I think we get started again Monday. We'll have an extra couple of days of work, you know, because of the Monday night game. So we'll put our pads on Monday and get back to work. I know you are tired of hearing it, but I'll need them all. And I'll watch them practice. I want to see how Steve responds and comes back from this break. I want to see how Ryan responds and Chris being as fresh as he can be. So, you know, it'll be a day-to-day deal for me.
Are you going to get to take a couple of days off?
I hope so. My wife hopes so. We'll see.
Watch Chris. Y'all get some time off, huh?
Y'all don't have to deal with me for a few days.
Watch Chris Brown, the running back, in practice every day. He's doing what he's doing. Do you still have confidence in him?
Yeah, we do. You know, to me, it's hard for three guys to get involved when you're not running the ball as much as when you're running the ball as much as we've been running the ball. So that's been difficult. But, yeah, I think Chris, we'll get everything Chris has here over the course of these last 7 weeks, and obviously he'll be as fresh as he's been coming out of training camp, so we'll see.
Tennessee always gives his team fits, and they're playing their best football of the year.
Well, you knew it was coming, man. I mean, they're the same team that won all those games last year. They're missing one player, and they're getting healthy. Their back end's getting healthy, it looks like to me. And, you know, they're going to be coming in here hot with a quarterback that's playing extremely well and running the football, which – you know, had given us fits early in the season. So we knew this was coming. I mean, we expect to play. This is the football team we expect to play. So, you know, no surprises. We know they'll play well.
Also answering questions from the media, Houston Texans owner Bob McNair. And he started off by addressing questions about Larry Johnson.
Getting a guy like Larry.
Well, first of all, he has to clear waivers. But it'll be the same situation that we would employ with any prospect. You know, we'll look at him first of all, as to whether we think they would help our team. And then secondly, we'll look at their background and make a determination as to whether they're the type of player that we think will fit in a locker room and not be a distraction.
Bob, how much does that background concern you, that sort of stuff?
Well, I've read what you've read, but I haven't really studied it to see. But, that'll be an issue for us, and it'll be something that we'll look at very seriously. And, what it'll come down to is clearly he doesn't have as clean a record as the rest of our guys, and what we're looking for. So the question would be, is this someone who might be a disruptive force in our locker room, or is it someone that, proper supervision and being around good guys is manageable? And that'll be a decision, if we reach the point where we say, number one, we want him as a player, then it would reach that point of, will there be other issues there that would be too important for us to overlook.
If you want him as a play team as we reach this bye week?
Well, I'm pleased with the way we're playing. I just think we're a very good team. As I've commented, we're not an elite team. There are a few elite teams in the league, and we've got to eliminate some mental errors before we become an elite team. But clearly, once we do that, we will be not just a good team, we'll be an elite team. So I'm pleased with that, and we just have to keep making progress there. That was a tough environment up there, and, you get 10 penalties, and that's against four for the other team. That's a big disadvantage, and we had some bad breaks up there. And in spite of that, it came down to, hooking the kick just a little bit. And, frankly, I thought it had gone through from where I was sitting. I thought we were in overtime. But that's the closest that we played them other than when we beat them. And, we didn't fall apart at the end. We were right there. And as I've said, I thought Peyton Manning, that first drive that he had, was absolute perfection. And then the last drive that we had with Matt Schaub was absolutely perfection. It was every bit as good as what Peyton did on that first drive. And, that's something I was very proud of.
Bob, with the Tennessee coming in and Vince will be the quarterback, Monday Night Football, is that another game for you or for the organization?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Look, we have to win them all. Our attitude is we've got to win them all, and everyone's important. Everyone really is critical for us. And Tennessee's got a good ball club, and they got started off badly. But, they're the same team as they were last year except for Haynesworth. So they've got one player that wasn't there. And they had some defensive backs that were out. And that hurt them, and now they're back. So, they're strong. They got a great running game and a strong defense, and that's the way we've always looked at them. They're not going to throw the ball that much, but they can sure run the ball and run it well, and they can be very effective on defense. So, it'll be a challenge, just like every one of these games.
Bob, do you think the referee blew that replay by overturning it?
Well, the league will have to look at that, and and that's history now. It's history, but I won't say anything else.
All right. We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com during the bye week to find out all you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.